Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
How can I be honest with you if I have aught against my brother?
Yes.
But if I've got something against my brother, you try to take communion and you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It all shows out something that's very important. If I have trouble, I have something against my brother, what a wonderful, simple way to get rid of it is to give it to him. And so the communion serves that purpose for that problem. And as we come together as the body of Christ in the earth, that which holds us together, that which every joint supplies, has to be pure. That is not up to us. It's up to God purifying us, because we're going to come to Him. It's between Him and I. God's provision of the communion is just mind-boggling what He's provided in that gift.
Yes.
What a gift. One of these days, God's got to write a book called The Gifts of Passover. Everything from excerpts from Cecil B. DeMille's movie and Charlton Heston. He played a great Moses, don't you think?
Yeah, that's true.
And then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty.
You know, another part of this, of what you're talking about too, Dale, is in Matthew, I believe it's 25, talks about what you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do it to me. You know, many people kind of in their minds translate that as maybe a child, but it's anyone. The second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Who's your neighbor? That's anyone that's next to you or a distance from you. It's just anyone else but you. If you have something, an issue against someone, God's going to hold that against you too. You know, that's that principle of return. What you give out is what you're going to get back. But that's that law of return. You give out love, you're going to receive love. You give out hatred to somebody, that hatred's going to come back and clobber you over the head so hard. And in the scripture, it also says, you cannot love your brother other than God gave you that love for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Just apply it. Try it. Do it.
Yep.
Invite those who despise you or hate you or have an issue with you. Invite them to dinner and let's talk. Let's just hold a little discussion and just open it up like, isn't this a wonderful evening? And, you know, whatever you got to do to start it off, get the conversation happening, because when you open up to one another, that's opening up to the Father.
Right.
Hey, Alan, I'm hearing you. Now, for me, I would never do that.
Really?
Yeah, because it would feel too confrontational to me. So having aught against your brother or having someone that has something against you, mm-hmm. either way, I totally agree. You can't hide it.
No.
The Lord sees it, and you can't take communion with that because you're trying to commune with the Lord, and He's going, that's not going to happen. You got a problem. But I'm also looking at that we have a loving Father, and so whether you have a personality that's more like Alan that would go and say, okay, let's have a conversation. Or you have a personality like me that would be, I don't know if I can handle that. Okay. The Lord knows all that. And to me, it's talking to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you're at in the spectrum, you know, everyone's different. Everyone handles those type of relationships different, or they don't handle them, and that's the problem.
Correct.
When they don't handle the relationships, they think they can just hide them or they'll go away. That's a problem, mm-hmm. because then you go on with life thinking everything's A-okay with the Lord, and it's not A-okay. But I personally believe that wherever you're at in that spectrum, if your heart, if you just go to the Lord and talk to Him and tell Him about the relationships and say, you know, I got a problem with this guy, or this guy's got a problem with me, and I don't know how to handle it, and I'm not really too much going in like Alan is, and going to go talk to him. So help me here, Lord, you know? But I think He will.
Yeah.
And all that, I think He delights in it, because first off, you're getting a deep relationship with Him, which is the whole point anyway.
Yes.
And then, of course, He'll help you. He'll change you. He'll do whatever He needs to do. He'll work with me on that, you know? But if I'm not honest with Him, how can He help me if I don't acknowledge
Correct.
That I have a problem or there is a problem? Honestly, what a gift right there. What a loving Father we have. We don't have to hide our problems. We don't have to be afraid of them because we can't handle them. And that's, I think, a big deal right there. And a lot of people is they don't know how to handle this problem, or they know they can't handle it in themselves, and so they sweep it under the rug or hide it, and that doesn't work with the Lord.
No.
But if you talk to Him, He'll help you, because actually, you can't do it yourself anyway. Even whether you're an Alan or you're a Ron, either way, you can't handle it. He's got to give you the grace and mercy to be able to handle that type of a problem.
You actually have to ask the Lord to help you in those situations. Communication dispels deception. When you have the ability to have open conversation, and not always are you going to get that. There are some people who just will refuse to open up. But you give the attempt to have the conversation. God's going to honor that, because your heart is that there would be no division. There would be no schisms, nothing to harm the relationship. That's your intent. Whether theirs is or not, is doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have to do is we have to learn how to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't learn how to forgive somebody by walking up to them and saying, "I forgive you for what you did to me," because you'll get back, "I did what to you?"
That's true.
You just escalated it to an atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do is you go before the Lord and you say, "Search me, O God. Prepare my heart.
Yes.
I want to walk in righteousness. I don't care if this guy's right or wrong. I'm not out to prove him right or wrong. I just want a relationship with that person that's right." There's a lot of times you'll forgive people, may never see them the rest of your life. But then there was people you've forgiven, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, pow, there they are. Really, what you're doing is you're making your heart right before God before you go and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, "You know, I forgive. I hope you forgive me, because I know that I have made a mistake in this situation." That disarmament goes a long way. I've had people who jumped right on me, wore me out. I stood there and I took it, because I had nothing to defend.
Right.
If anybody defends me, it's going to be God, and if He chooses not to, that's His business, not mine.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His word to us live behind the veil.